A daring French composer died earlier this week. A colleague called Pierre Henry the grandfather of all the DJs in the world. He was 89 years old when he died on the night of July 5th. NPR's Anastasio Tsioulkas has this appreciation.
Pierre Henry was in love with noise. In a 2007 documentary about his work called The Art of Sounds, the composer goes out for a walk and stops to compliment a runner.
Vos bruits de pas sont très beaux, monsieur.
The sound of your steps is very beautiful, sir.
Pierre Henry was enchanted by everything he heard. In his early 20s, he helped usher in a musical revolution, a style called musique concrète, collages of pre-recorded and manipulated sounds. In the 2007 film, Henry spoke about how deliberately he created those collages.
La musique concrète, c'est l'art de la décision.
Concrete music is the art of decision. It's the art of choice. You select one sound over others, and that's where composing begins.
Musique concrète was born just after World War II. As France rebuilt, the government created a public radio and television channel. It included a studio where composers could create experimental new work. And it was in that studio that Henri and his mentor, Pierre Schaeffer, wrote a piece with few discernible instruments, no singable melodies, and a cacophony of whistles and groans. Symphony for a Lone Man became a legend among musicians. The style made its way into the Beatles' Revolution 9.
Number nine.
And Pierre Henry's own compositions also found a home in pop culture. Here's his ballet, Mass for the Present Time, co-written with Michel Colombier. Those clanging chimes and wailing electric guitar have turned up in decades of movie and TV scores, both credited and not. You hear it in the score of Costa Gavras's 1969 film, Z. In the 2004 movie, Mean Girls.
JV jocks. Asian nerds.
And in the theme music for the cartoon Futurama. But as modern as Henri's work sounded, he believed it was truly organic.
Je crois que c'est la nature qui a commencé à m'influencer.
I think that nature was my first influence, and the sounds I heard during my childhood, they remained a part of my inner life.
Pierre Henri took those sounds from nature, combined them with his imagination, and influenced generations of musicians. Anastasia Tsioulkas, NPR News, New York.